Thank you so much. Today I'm going to be talking about the introduction and establishment of Certibagus to control Salvinia minima in Louisiana. To start off with, Salvinia minima is a commonly known as common Salvinia or water spangles. It's native to South America and it was introduced in the 1880s into North America as a ornamental. It escaped from captivity, as per se, in the 1920s, and it reproduces asexually. And as you can see in the bottom right photograph, it completely covers the water's surface. So what's the problem? Salvinia forms really dense mats of plant material, which in turn block light, decreases dissolved oxygen availability, it can alter the pH, it obstructs waterways in terms of boating and recreation, and it provides breeding areas for many medically important mosquitoes. In addition, herbicides are generally ineffective for control because of the asexual nature of the plant. And here in North America, Salvinia minima is currently occurring in 14 states as report. In Texas and Louisiana, it's actually considered to be an aquatic invasive plant. It occurs mostly in wetlands and canals, and it spreads easily both by animal movement and by human interactions with boats and things like that. In Florida, where there's a lot of common Salvinia, it's actually reportedly under control. Certibagus salviniae is the Salvinia weevil, and it's native to Brazil, Paraguay, and Bolivia. And it's been introduced worldwide into 16 countries to both control Salvinia minima and giant Salvinia, Salvinia molesta. Certibagus salviniae was actually accidentally introduced into Florida, and there it's credited with controlling Salvinia minima. There are two distinct populations which differ in size, with the population that lives on Salvinia minima or common Salvinia being smaller by about 50%. And they appear to specialize with the larger Brazilian weevil living on Salvinia molesta and the smaller weevil from Florida living on common Salvinia. So previously, Certibagus has been introduced into Louisiana. From 2002 until 2005, the USDA worked in Jean Lafitte National Park, which is south of New Orleans, and they introduced weevils from South Florida onto common Salvinia. In 2003 and 2004, LSU released South Florida weevil again with 5 sites in 2003 and 4 sites in 2004. And in 2004, they actually had survival until January 17th when a freeze event killed off the remaining population. In 2005, there were no releases made into the field, but collections were made in northern Florida instead of southern Florida at Lake Talquin. In 2006, releases were made at 4 sites with North Florida weevils. And then in 2007, we made a little bit of a regroup, and we concentrated our releases down to 2 sites with only North Florida weevils. And in 2008, we added a 3rd site again with North Florida weevils. So in 2007 and 2008, my study site was located in Gramercy, Louisiana, which is about halfway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And it's a cypress tupelo hardwood swamp, which is perpetually flooded. There were 3 replicates, a treatment or an infestation plot, and a control that were each separated by at least 500 feet. And they were each seeded with 600 weevils from North Florida. And I want you to look at this picture and remember this picture, because I'm going to show you a picture later on. This is actually the water service with a floating quadrat. And at each of the quadrats monthly, I recorded terminal bud damage and biomass, which are the 2 measurements I'm going to talk about today. So my first result is that Certibagus salviniae successfully reduces both the biomass and increases the number of damaged buds on plants. The first graph shows the biomass per 1/10 of a meter squared, and as you look, the top line is the control plots and the bottom line is the infested plots, and there was a significant difference between treatment and control by treatment interaction. And the second graph is the number of terminal buds damaged. And the peaks in terminal bud damage occur concurrently with the peaks in the population in the field. And again, the treatment was highly significant. And this is the same field plot that I showed you earlier on the other slide. And as you can see, there's visual damage outside the quadrat. And this is a phenomenon that we see in the field quite often where, with a big population, as they disperse from our research quadrant, the Salvinia in the quadrant actually rebounds a little bit. My second result is this is the first documented overwintering of Certibagus salvinia on Salvinia minima in the state of Louisiana. And this is my first picture of my weevil that I found. It was April. We saw him in April out on the surface of the mat. And adult Certibagus salvinia were recovered by Berlesi funnel from two of the release sites in Gramercy in June of 2007. And we actually recovered 118 from 2 kilograms of material, which is a fairly good population. And in addition, I'm working on some further studies looking at arthropod interactions on the mat with some aquatic pitfall trapping, and looking at predation about what's impacting survival in the state of Louisiana, and in particular looking at the red imported fire ant Solanopsis invicta, and working on some exclusion studies. I'd like to thank the Ag Center and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Dr. Seth Johnson, my major professor, my committee members, Dr. Hummel, Dr. Hussenader and Dr. Stout, and lab members and student workers who have helped over the past few years. Thank you. Yes?
Why do you suspect fire ants are important predators in the system?
Fire ants are actually, we've noticed that they're moving around. Fire ants will eat just about anything. And out in, they're actually using the mat as a walkway to get out into the swamp. We notice them in moving on the mat. They come up on your waders when you're walking around, and they'll carry away just about anything else that's walking around on the mat. So there's some suspicion that they're either preying on the eggs or on the adults. Thank you very much.